Gomez. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Play that stupid song.
No, we're going to do the intro after. That's all in post.
Oh, good. Thank God. Rattlesnake!
That's not what the song is. That's not the intro.
That's not? I thought that was it.
I rattle.
That's Real Ass Podcast song, right?
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast Thanksgiving Extravaganza. Anza. With Tony Danza. Tony Danza is a special guest. I didn't tell you guys.
Oh, really?
How cool would that be?
Wait, who's the boss of this show? You or Tony?
Tony's the boss.
Ooh, I got it. Okay. I got it. Is that South America humor?
Look, yeah, I don't know where Zach went. Zach went to go get a drink. I don't know where he went. He's been gone for a little while, but he's going to be back soon. This is
Zach Efron?
Zach Efron's coming as well. Very big guest. The guest list today is out of control. We do have a special Thanksgiving episode on Zoom. We're doing it on Zoom. Look, everyone's going back into lockdown. This is about to become a reality again for everybody. So I'm very happy to have two extremely exciting, very influential guests. Two guests that we should all be thankful for in the world of podcasting. And it is Thanksgiving. This is coming out on Thanksgiving. This is a Thanksgiving extravaganza. So you should be thankful for both of our guests today. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Ari Shaffir.
No plus.
Robert Kelly.
Yes.
Ari Shaffir. Yeah. Ari, what are you, fucking hunting moose somewhere? Where are you?
You look
like Joe Rogan with AIDS.
Oh, yeah. Joe Rogan has AIDS. What are you talking about? He's just fighting it with his testosterone treatment.
Bobby gets the tone of this show, and he comes right out the gate swinging. Fucking Joe Rogan mentioned and an AIDS joke. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast.
And then you go like this.
Yeah. Welcome, Zach. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy. Thanks for having me. Love you.
I love you too, man. What it is a special Thanksgiving show. We're doing a show. Here's the idea. This is going to be premiering, I think, at noon tomorrow on Thanksgiving. And what people should be doing is they should be listening to this show while they have the family over. They should be, while you're preparing your Thanksgiving dinner, while you guys are cooking, while you're getting ready to fucking having the greatest Thanksgiving of your life, because we are alt-right Republican. So we are hoping that you're having as big of a celebration as possible. I'm talking about the bigger, the more family members, the better. But this should be on while you're preparing Thanksgiving. And we're going to give you guys tips to help you guys prepare for the best Thanksgiving ever. We're gonna talk about other Thanksgivings in years past. Bobby Kelly's got 1 minute left, but it's going to be quite the show.
To stay alive or his connection?
This show should be called, you know what, dude, if Bobby wasn't on every episode.
Yeah. This would be a high quality, you know what, dude. This is a very high quality Real Ass Podcast. This would be a high quality, you know what, dude, as well.
Yeah. Lewis needs holidays to get good guests.
It's true. It really is. Bobby felt bad to say no. All right, look, here's the thing, guys. Bobby, you're a big fucking cooker, bro.
Yeah?
Bro.
I'm a big barbecuer. I'm not a cooker.
No, you're a cooker.
I barbecue. In the summer, I rule the fucking house. I cook every night. In the winter, I shut it down. I don't like stoves. I don't like timing. I don't like ingredients. I don't like fucking measuring shit.
Bobby, they're
called chefs.
I know, cookers. Mm-hmm. He's a cooker. You are.
What the fuck is Zach wearing? We get it. You're gay. We get it.
Zach is like, I thought this came out in June. Is that wrong?
This is me butching up.
Oh.
No, Bobby. Every time I've ever eaten, here's this thing. You're not only a cooker, you're an eater. Eaters like to cook, okay? Cookers like to eat. And
just call me fat.
You're fat. You're a fat guy. But every time I've ever eaten something you've cooked, it's always been pretty goddamn good. You do not cook a Thanksgiving dinner?
No, Dawn is the cook. Dawn cooks every Thanksgiving dinner.
I was at Bobby's house last year for Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah,
how was it? Can we get a review? Ari, I need an official review of Ari's Thanksgiving or Bobby's Thanksgiving. And be completely honest. Don't pull any punches here.
Okay, the review is as such. His son stated out loud that he wanted my dog more than his own dog. That's number one. Number two, I couldn't get a word in edgewise because Maureen Tiernan would not shut the fuck up. Number three, excellent stuffing.
Yeah.
And
what about number four, when Mike Suarez, we asked him if he wanted to take some home, and he took the carcass and snapped it in half with his bare hands like he's murdering a hooker. He took the carcass and snapped it and put it in a fucking Tupperware container and took the carcass home.
His wife was like, no, I meant like potatoes. You want to take potatoes, not the bones.
But he's a
fucking animal. What are you, a chupacabra? What the fuck's wrong with you, Suarez?
It was the most Mexican thing I've ever seen anybody ever do.
He took the fucking bones.
You're gonna leave the rib cage? Are you crazy?
You can make a good soup out of these.
Shit. So overall, the food was good, though. Because I'm telling you right now, I think Bobby would punch Dawn in her cheekbone if she cooked a shitty dinner for him.
Dawn cooks a fucking amazing dinner.
This is how good a cook she is. She was pissed. The potatoes were like B+, A-, and she was pissed that she overwhipped them. She was like, fucking Bobby.
I overwhipped them.
And they were like quite good, and she was like mad about it. That's how good a cook she is.
Wow.
Yeah, she gets mad.
Dawn's an incredible cook. I love Dawn. Yeah. I really wish we had her on the show. I thought Bobby was the cook for Thanksgiving dinner, so we're talking about tips and tricks and shit here.
Here's a tip. Marry a chick who can cook.
I really wish I could marry a fucking chick. They all leave me. It's all over.
Well, stop taking Adderall, talking about podcasting, and maybe you'll get a chick. What do we do? You got a podcast? Shut up. We get it.
All right. So
for our anniversary, I'm going to take you to someone else's wedding and do ketamine.
Wait, Bobby, are you?
I want to do an anniversary podcast. I want to do a podcast when I ask you to. If I'm going to ask you to marry you, but I want to podcast it live on Gas Digital. We'll do a live pay-per-view engagement of the rattlesnake to the cobra.
That's the MMA fight, your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. Then I'm going to strategically beat up every guy you ever dated so I know they're not fucking you again.
Where are you right now, Bobby?
I am in Tennessee with your best friend.
With Nate Bargatze.
No, Mike Calta.
Oh, Calta. I was like, Nate lives in Tennessee. I don't even like Nate anymore.
Why don't you like Nate?
Fucking Hollywood-ass Nate makes me sick.
Hollywood, he lives in Nashville.
I know. It's the most Hollywood person in the fucking South ever. It's crazy. I've never met somebody like him.
Yeah, Nate got real. Listen, Nate used to be a fat redneck.
Yeah.
A fat. Now he's just this thin little fucking golfing pro. He really
fucking
does
with a perfect beard. He makes me sick. It's fucking salt and pepper.
You ever meet somebody who goes sober and you're like, you know, a lot of times you're like, oh yeah, it's great, you're on the wagon. And sometimes you're like, nah, I like you better drunk.
Yeah, dude, Nate was great when he was a fucking animal.
What a great drunk
savage.
He was.
We get drunk and just say racist shit. Just offend gay people.
Yeah.
Nate's gotten so successful, he just has a midget he takes around with him.
That's right. He's like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, little Nick. Like little Nick Novicki.
Oh, does he really take a midget?
Yeah, he's got a midget that he just brings places with
him. I think he just pays him to be his friend. he makes him ride around a unicycle.
Dude, I'm so fucking freaked out right now. I'm in this, Calter and his brother rented this fucking 17-bedroom on the side of a mountain in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee. And the right behind me, if you can see that, that's all woods. And
really?
No, we can't see that, Bobby. We can't even see you.
Yeah, thank God. I can deny this whole thing.
So wait, why are you there? You're there to celebrate Thanksgiving with the family?
Thanksgiving, we drove down. So me, Max, Dawn drove down. We've been here for a few days. So we're leaving.
So who's cooking Thanksgiving dinner there?
Dawn.
Ooh, Dawn's doing it there. All right, give me the fucking lab. We got to get
people. You're going back tomorrow?
People are motivated right now. They're sitting in the kitchen right now. They're stirring their pots. They've got their turkeys in their oven. It's probably too late to give any good turkey tips. I realize that. You can't give people turkey tips at noon on Thanksgiving.
Listen, the key to a good stuffing, breakfast sausages. Those Joneses breakfast sausages. That's the key to good stuffing.
I'm going a different way with it. I say a keto good stuffing is to fucking put your hand over her mouth and just fucking don't even spit on it. Just shove it in dry.
You know what? I take mine back.
You're right. Okay. That's accepted.
It's a real ass stuffing right there.
That's a real ass. Just stuff it in. And you know what? Don't even put it in the puss. Put it right in her butt.
Right in her fucking shithole.
Just, hell you know yeah, what?
Happy Thanksgiving. Turn this one up for your kids to listen to.
You know what you do? Feed her bad pork for a week and let her get diarrhea and then just stuff it up her ass and call that gravy Ugh. When it shoots out.
Hell yeah, Ugh. Dude. You use that for the green bean casserole.
Lewis, what are you going to do? I'm very shocked at how like suburban you have become. I love it.
I love this.
Oh, yes.
I went to the store the other day, got everything. My sister's cooking. This is the best part of all, is I said I would buy everything. My sister's poor shit. I take advantage of it. I hold little things over her head regularly. Whatever. You said, you want a cup of coffee? All right, you got to dance for me.
Like, I just how I used fucking... to molest her, too.
you make your sister dance for you?
I love making my sister do things now because I make more money than her, substantially more money than her. So, yeah.
Did you question?
Yeah.
Did that painting come with the house or did you get it?
Yeah.
That painting? No, I bought it. That's actually Wayne Rita's boyfriend painted this.
Really? Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I love suburban life, Bobby. So we got everything the other day. My sister, the turkeys, what do they call it? Where you put it in a bag with the shit?
What?
You know, you put it in a bag with shit.
Zach, you know,
the stuff.
I got nothing on this one.
You put it in a bag. You leave it overnight. Thank you, Manhand, to the chat.
Marinating. Yeah. Well, who brines a turkey? You Puerto Rican.
Brined a fucking turkey, bitch. It's brining right now.
You're not supposed to brine a turkey. What the
I
fuck?
Bought a turkey brining kit, so I guess you are. What did you do just for me? Do they make that for me?
Dude, you put the fucking turkey in the oven and let it roast, and then you get a. You pour the fucking juices on it. You take its own juices and you cook it in its own juices.
See, I already know that Bob's got a crazy shit dry turkey. Dry ass bitch made turkey.
Never dry. Never fucking dry.
It's dry.
Listen, you're going to do this too. Eat the liver. Get the turkey liver and fry it with eggs in the morning with onions.
You calling me a Puerto Rican?
Yeah. How dare
you? How dare you?
Touché. Touché.
No, that's disgusting. No, we are brining it right now. I got a little brining kit, and we made a compound butter with garlic herbs and fucking garlic and herbs and.
It's racist butter.
Zach attack.
It's butter that has to move to North Carolina.
Butter that attacks black women.
It's butter that fucks up great radio gigs.
Dude, my butter finger fucked a 14-year-old girl behind the shop right. Wild.
My butter got hair plugs.
My butter's been doing stand-up for 35 years and is an anti-masker.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. That was a long one.
That was Gino and Aaron.
Okay. Oh, I got it. I got it. So all right. So here's the thing, you guys. So I've never fucking did this to a turkey before. Okay, I saw the kit in the ShopRite. I was like, I gotta get it. Got that. We're doing that now. We also got the compound butter. So in the morning, when I take it out of the fridge, I'm gonna wash it off. I'm taking the compound butter, rubbing it all over under the fucking skin. I'm fucking doing that shit, dude. Me and my sister went over today. I'm doing all this shit in the morning, by the way. This is the only thing, my contribution. And then we're going to put it in the oven. I bet you my turkey is five times as good as your turkey, Bob. You're fucking boring. You're going to take some juice. Who cares?
Lewis is the only one that brings you on a show and then just attacks you and says, I'm better than you.
Yeah. Look at my internet connection. Look at yours.
My paintings are better than your paintings. I got it from a gay guy's boyfriend. Good.
Give me some. How do you do your turkey? Give us some advice here, because look.
I don't do my turkey. I have a girl do it. I'm a man. I don't fucking cook on Thanksgiving. I eat. I fall asleep. I greet guests. I eat more, and then I fucking go to sleep, and then I watch football. I'm not doing shit. What are you? What are you? What are you? Half a fucking guy?
You would have called me a half a fag if it was old Bob Kelly.
Half a guy.
Bobby's trying. Half Bobby's got something. Bobby's got a project in the works right now.
No. I'm in the woods in Tennessee. I'm thinking of staying here. I got nothing. I just did an HBO Max special. They showed 4 seconds of my stand-up comedy.
Beatrice watched it with Eddie.
Love Eddie.
She wanted to show Eddie your stand-up comedy, and they loved you. They were like, "You're the funniest person that was on the whole thing."
I love Eddie's. Well, Eddie is so. Is Eddie coming over tomorrow?
No. Beatrice is bringing James to Michigan to visit that side of the family for Thanksgiving this year. So I'm just getting fucking stoned and playing video games all day.
So you're going to make a whole turkey for yourself?
No, my sister, my aunt, my niece, and my brother-in-law.
All right. That's good. That's good, man.
Yeah, first time doing Thanksgiving in the new house, which is nice. I'm very excited I have a fucking full size table. I've never had that before. Last year at Thanksgiving, we had a little fucking 2-person square table that everyone sat around. It was psychotic.
That's great, dude. I'm very proud of you. This is fucking great.
I'm excited.
You're finally a man.
Ari, how are you celebrating Thanksgiving?
I am cooking. We went to the market and
what are you cooking?
Found a turkey. Oh, I mean, when I say I'm cooking, I mean, like, I found a fucking local prostitute who knows how to cook. So, she's doing it. Yeah, I went to the market. I found a bunch of shit I could do.
Traditional Thanksgiving. So, where are you right now?
Right now, I'm in between Greenland and Malta. I'm trying to fucking figure out exactly where I'm going to be tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, I think I might be in South Africa tomorrow. But they don't really do Thanksgiving, so it's tough to find a turkey. They usually save it for like Christmas, so it's tough.
So, did you find a turkey?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why can't we just admit that chicken's just a better bird in general?
Turkey sucks.
Turkey's the least appetizing bird.
Turkey is as bad as the Indians who gave it to us.
I agree. Turkey sucks.
Turkey sucks. Indians suck. Fuck, take your 1/16th ass self and get the fuck out of here.
I'm gonna be fucking massaging butter into this bitch. I am brining it. I'm fucking leaving it in a bag overnight.
Just to get it to taste half like a chicken.
It's barely. It's gonna taste 1/10 like chicken.
Can't we just do lamb? Can't we just get a fucking nice shawarma for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, a lobster? What the fuck? Why can't we do some surf and turf?
Yeah. Ugh. With loincloths on to honor the fucking past.
It's crazy.
Let's sneeze on each other and fucking kill or whatever.
So nice. What is your dinner looking like tomorrow? I want to hear this, Ari, and then we're gonna go back to. I asked Bobby this question, we got distracted, but I want to hear Bobby's baby, because I bet Bobby's Cal is a big fat fuck. Bobby's a big fat fuck. Big fat fucks in the fucking
gonna be good.
It's gonna be wild. Yeah. Okay, this spread is gonna be out of a fucking movie.
Yeah. You start. You're right. You want to start with the best one. So I'll start. I bought two packages of turkey leg and thigh, one in each package. So I got two legs, two thighs. Green beans. I'm gonna try to fry some onions to make a green beans and onions a casserole of sort. I guess, I don't know. They don't really have cranberries here, so instead I'm just gonna cut up an orange. And peel that and eat it. But oranges are really good. You guys, don't downplay oranges. Oranges are sweet as shit. And let's see.
Motherfuckers have the Lunchables.
Yeah, exactly. I got some wine. Yeah, Lunchables. Thanksgiving Lunchables.
Under privilege. Smashed oranges.
let me see. And then I got some of those sugar gumdrops for dessert.
Cum drop?
Just a pack. No, it's just a pack. So I'm just going to eat some of those. Call it a day. And some plantains.
Oh, fuck you.
Listen. Root vegetables. Listen, I didn't get married. I don't know how to do any of this shit.
Dude, a South American Thanksgiving is hilarious. should I get some pig's feet and
Yeah, it was a shrunken head of an opposing teammate, and I don't know what else.
Some hair.
Yeah.
Shit, that's so fucking funny. Bobby, all right, we're doing Bobby last because I know yours is going to be the best. Zach, what is your Thanksgiving dinner? And where are you going to be? Are you going to be at the wife's house?
I'm going to, my sister-in-law's house. It's going to be pretty good. They do turkey with bacon. Pretty solid.
Wow. That's right. Wrapped in bacon or shoved in the middle?
Wrapped
in bacon.
Dude, just bacon gluten-free. Instead of stuffing would be a fucking fat ass delicious fucking dream. How amazing. Just shove fucking 3 pounds of bacon into the turkey.
She's a hardcore gluten-free, so we're bringing the gluten stuffing and the gluten mac and cheese, and then nice. She does all gluten-free everything.
Pretty dude, solid. It's so much better if you have to eat with someone gluten-free than someone vegetarian, because if you eat gluten in front of a gluten-free person, they don't get angry at you.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Vegans are fine. Having a vegan at your house for a holiday blows.
Yeah. I don't talk to if I find out somebody's vegan, I'll cut them out of my life.
Is that Kim is vegan? Is that what happened?
No, she's not. Fuck out of here.
Way to go with the joke. way to yes and the fucking joke. Yeah. Okay, you're right. I was wrong. That's not the reason you broke up with Kim Congdon, is because she's a vegan. You're right. I take it back, Lewis.
He really is a fucking what a fucking asshole.
Are you is your sister-in-law a good cook, Zach?
I hate
she's
that
fucking
painting.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
I hate that painting behind you so much.
Why do you hate the painting? Because you hate America?
Stinks.
Because you hate America and ISIS colors?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not America. That's fucking Dr. Seuss's America.
It's a fucking ironic painting, doggy. This is America by ISIS.
It looks like somebody with Parkinson's painted it.
No, it's Wayne's boyfriend. It was.
Oh, who has every other disease.
HIV positive.
Positive.
So, yeah, I mean, here's my problem is my sister's a shit cook. So I had to make a decision. Do I want to, like, get up and cook all day and make, like, an incredible dinner? Or do I want to let my sister cook it and be lazy? And it's like, I would just rather not do anything. You know my sister last year for Christmas for dinner?
Are we supposed to ask you?
No, she made spaghetti. Spaghetti and meatballs. It made me so angry.
It sounds great, though.
No, dude. No, look, spaghetti and meatballs is great when you're in a pinch. You're like, you know what, dude? Let's have spaghetti and meatballs in. We're good. This bitch made spaghetti.
For Christmas. That's so sad. You may as well go to strip club if you're going to fucking do spaghetti and meatballs. Go all the way to fucking depraved.
Yeah, dude. It's just the fucking, like, what are you doing? It takes 8 minutes to boil spaghetti, you fucking lazy bitch. This is Christmas.
Like, I've heard of that for Christmas, but that's, like, one of 9 things Italian people would have.
Yeah, no, there's not, some like, spaghetti, the but then meal. There's, like, fucking, yeah, there should be a huge spread. It's Christmas. It's Thanksgiving. This is, I'm happy now that I have a house. I can make it. Who is that, Bob? Who are you talking to, Bobby? Is that Dawn?
I'm in the woods, dude. There's fucking noises. I'm getting freaked out. All right? I heard a fucking something in the bushes coming, and I just wanted to look. I didn't want to get attacked by a bear on your podcast.
That would be the best.
It would be the best, yeah, for you.
It would fucking make this show explode. Comedian Robert Kelly gets killed by bear on podcast. It would be fucking, and I mean it, Bobby. I love you. I consider you like a fucking brother. I consider you a fucking mentor. You're one of the people that I love most in the world. It would be worth your death if I can capture it on my podcast.
Yeah, and Max and Donna right over there, they'd hear it.
Oh, dude.
And they just hear you, Ari.
Cackling.
You guys just cackling as my fucking blood splatters on the fucking phone camera.
As the bear eats you slowly.
No, the bear brings Bobby back to its cave for bear Thanksgiving.
And then you ask the bear what it's having for Thanksgiving.
And he says, this person is too big.
You're a dickhead. That was good.
That was great. That was a fucking Goldilocks fat joke.
We got it. Don't ruin it.
Fucking rocking and rolling here on Thanksgiving, baby boys. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
All right, listen, I got to go.
No, we have another 20 minutes on the show, Bob. Relax.
I have to go.
You haven't even given your fucking menu.
Listen, I gotta fucking go.
Ari's gone. If you go now and Ari's gone, then it's just me and Zach and the Skank Skanks.
Well, Skank Chance is great. Zach's fucking awesome. Fucking Zach's great on everything. Ari's back. Great.
Do you know who What's the Skank Skanks are, Bobby?
Who's the Skank Skanks?
I was like, really? You know who they are? Is that Max? Max, what's up, you little piece of shit?
Hey, don't swear at my
kid. What? I'm sorry. I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Don't say anything back.
By the way, it sounded like you just slapped him. There was just an audible hit, and then your camera came back.
I love that kid. Listen, Max literally walks up to me every time and he goes, "What's up, fuckface?" And he punches me in the balls. I'm not going to be fucking given shit for calling him a piece of shit. He physically attacks me and tells me to go fuck myself every time I see him.
Listen, tomorrow we're having homemade apple pie, homemade rum cake.
Only Bobby starts with the dessert.
Goddamn right. Ice cream. Cinnabons, homemade cookies, and then for the meal, we're having fucking ham, we're having honey ham, we're having a fucking 26-pound turkey, we're having third-generation stuffing, we're having homemade mashed potatoes, we're having caramel
skin in the mashed potatoes or no?
No, skin, what are you, fucking garbage? No. Who has fucking skin
in the mashed potatoes? I like skin on my mashed potatoes. Time out.
I love skin.
You're also uncircumcised. Okay.
I'm circumcised.
You are garbage, though. You are garbage. He's not wrong. Okay. He said, "Oh, are you garbage?" And you're like, "I love skin," and you are garbage. So
skin in mashed potatoes, and I'm talking about human skin.
Oh.
And then was it candy carrots?
Bobby put candy in every single dish. We're putting Snicker bars in the stuffing.
Like, it's good for your eyes. Like, can I make it with sugar?
Candy corn, the fucking potatoes are just icing.
No, that's right. Happy birthday, Bobby, and icing on the potatoes. Zach, that's so fucking funny.
We take Pop Rocks. We put it all over the turkey.
Don't fucking ruin it, all right? Zach had a good one. and then biscuits, homemade biscuits, gravy, home. Everything's homemade. Everything.
What is third generation?
That means Dawn, her mother, and her grandmother. Her grandmother. I mean, this passed down from generations. This stuff. It's the best.
Devil's advocate.
Yeah, Lewis. Devil's advocate, please.
I would just say that maybe she should have learned from generations past and then taken out the bad, put a little more of the good in. Figured out what they did wrong, make it a little bit better. It should be better now than it was some fucking 1910 fucking horseshit. They had three spices in 1910.
That's not the way it works. When something's good, you keep it the same, dum-dum. When something's perfect, you don't fuck with it.
This is why you're in the woods right now instead of on TV.
Yeah, why don't you just eat black licorice all the time with that attitude? Fucking.
Because that's what bees having.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you know, she's having ribs.
She's having chitlin.
All greens.
Yeah, she's having a real. That sounds incredible. See, I never thought about doing a ham and a turkey. I like ham.
Hams for Christmas.
You do a ham with the turkey, right? People don't like turkey. But you get a little ham on there, and then after you make a nice little ham sandwich, you can pick on the ham. But it's going to be the rolled ham, the spiral ham, so you can just peel it off.
Yeah, those are the best. You can pick it off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love good ham. I love it. We do ham for Easter usually.
Really?
Yeah, nice little Easter ham. That's right, Ari. That's right, our holiday.
Visit your father's grave?
I haven't visited my father's grave in maybe 20 years more. I mean,
where's he buried? At the knife factory?
He's no, he's buried, I think, very, very close to where I'm sitting right now, like extremely close.
You won't go?
My mother doesn't have a gravestone.
What? You're like Ralphie May.
There's no headstone on my mother's grave.
So why don't you take some of that fucking awesome money you have, more than your sister, and fucking go get her a headstone?
Because it's stupid. She's dead. She doesn't know.
Lewis, this is the worst thing I've ever heard from you.
Stupid.
Well, here's the thing. She died when I was very, very, very poor. And it's just, when I look at my list of priorities, like, I had to buy a fucking a dishwasher.
You bought art from a homosexual gimp. What are you talking about? Put a gravestone in your mother's grave, you animal.
You bought a heater for a sauna that doesn't work.
Oh, my God.
And your mother has two sticks in the shape of a cross over her fucking unmarked pine box.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
I'm very thankful for that sauna.
Listen, Fag, I gotta go. Zach, good to see you again. Ari, I love you so much, buddy. Be safe. Lewis, I love you.
I love you, buddy. When are you coming back? I wanna can you answer my text messages instead of fucking only selectively answering them? It makes me fucking
He answers all of mine.
The anger that I feel when he selectively answers my text messages.
Within 10 minutes, no matter what, even if he's in a movie.
Bobby, I asked you about the kids hanging out.
I'll be back Monday.
Why don't we get it to the kids together? We're 25 minutes from each other. What are we doing?
All right, yeah, sounds great.
What are we doing?
Sounds great. All right.
I got a trophy for Max for the best costume at the party.
Dude, I'm in. I'm back Monday.
Bobby, you look like you're fucking on the cover of a Queen album.
Bobby, I'm staying in a tiny house right now. I got to talk to you about it.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Bobby bought a tiny house.
That's why I got a
question. Did you hear it? Zach, that was a good one. I liked it.
What did you say?
Happy Thanksgiving, Bobby.
Bye, guys.
Bye, love you, buddy. What do you you're staying in a tiny house? You rented it?
Yeah. The view is great. I wish I could show it to you, but I got too many fucking cords plugged in right now.
Tiny house. What's the concept of a tiny house? It's
it's like a house, but tiny.
No, you got it.
Yeah. I think Zach pretty much nailed it. It's like, you know, the houses, think smaller. I'd like to promote this. Zach Mito was on my podcast 2 weeks ago. Archfierce comes back, episode 406. Amigo, everyone go listen right back. Now.
Oh, Bobby's back with Calta.
I just want to say happy Thanksgiving, Lewis.
Happy Thanksgiving, Calta.
Grateful that you're in my life.
What'd you say?
I'm grateful that you're in my life. I'm grateful that all your fans still interact with me on Twitter. And I hope you have a wonderful day. I love you, Ari.
I love how he could even pause and he turned it into Ari. That's what horseshit it was. He literally couldn't even breathe, take a breath, and he had to say, I love you, Ari.
Listen, I'm saying happy Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Happy Thanksgiving.
He's outing me when I left.
You always have to start a fight over everything.
I'm not starting a fight. I'm just saying. I know what you're doing. We all know
what
you're
doing. You're like the Indian to my fucking pilgrim, you cocksucker.
I know. Yeah, you're coming in and you're showing up where you're not wanted and trying to take over.
Why do you think I'm out? Because you don't want me doesn't mean that I'm not wanted.
This is my land. This is my land. I'm sorry. This is my land. You're bringing your diseases and you're fucking.
We're off to a bad start. I will give you. I give you the gift of maize, and I bow out.
I think the Indians gave the pilgrims space.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye.
Aloha, bros.
Aloha.
I don't know how to do Thanksgiving.
Man, Dawn looks like shit. Great, no.
What? So, Art,
did you guys do Thanksgiving when you were younger or no?
Did we what?
Did you do it when you were little or no?
What? Do we do what?
Thanksgiving, traditional Thanksgiving.
I was just about to ask you, what was your Thanksgiving like growing up? Because I was always interested in like
never did it.
Really? Seriously?
I think we lost them.
Jute record. Oh. She goes, I cook a turkey 3 times a month already on a Friday night. I ain't doing it on a fucking Thursday. Go to your friend. We had nice meals Friday and Saturday every week.
Jews don't do Thanksgiving.
No, we do it, but like we do it differently. Like we trained 2 people to be pilots and had them fly into the World Trade Center.
That's true. 1 year you crashed the world economy. This year you guys created COVID.
We killed Jesus. Like we do stuff. It's just not traditional.
I understand. I understand.
COVID, that was last year. That was COVID-19. That was November 23rd, 19.
COVID-20 is this
year. So, like, we do stuff, just not like, yeah, this is this year. Who knows? Not every year could be a winner, you know? Maybe this year we just, like, I don't know, just evict some people. It's just, like, standard shit.
Here's my menu. Here's my menu.
Menu.
My menu, as they would say in whatever country you're always in.
Dude, I bought a menu de dia, a menu of the day. They give you, like, today, it was celery soup, delicious celery soup.
Mm.
A michelada, 1 liter michelada. Twist off whatever, like bubble water, whatever that's called. And pork fillet, rice, beans, $6.25.
Ooh.
Yeah, and dessert.
I can't imagine the quality of the food is very good, though.
It's amazing. No taxes.
Is Michelada beer and tomato, or is that something else?
Yeah, beer with like hot sauce and shit. I don't know, some shit in there.
Yeah,
but it's supposed
are
to
they where you're at? Are they freaking out about COVID? And then
they're too.
Are where you're at? Are they freaking out about COVID, or they don't give a shit?
Yeah, they just take. They did. Now they just take care of it, so it's like really good. They were piling up bodies in the streets in April, so now they're just like they're not. So, they don't call a mass tyranny when they're like literally pile. Hey, is that? Can I pile my dad's body on top of your dad's body? Like, yeah, go ahead. We got more room for bodies.
So somebody just came in named Chuck, and he's connecting to audio, and I don't know who it is. Chuck, turn your audio off. I don't know you.
I'm professional.
Who the fuck was Chuck? All right, I'm going to give you guys my menu. We're only doing an hour show. This is a special Thanksgiving show. We're hoping that you guys are enjoying it.
Zach, what did you do your little thing?
Ari, most whatever. White people shit possible. Flavorless sides with no spices.
Okay.
And my family's meals growing up looked like the meme of what white people eat.
Yeah, my aunt and my grandma would always cook Thanksgiving. I wish my aunt would come down. Emery, come here. Come on my podcast for a minute.
Wait, what? Come down grandmother?
Here. She's my 83-year-old Aunt Emery.
What? I don't want to see her.
No, you'll like her. She's great.
Dude, I'm not gonna be nice to her. Like,
you don't gonna be nice to her. She won't even be able to hear you, I don't think. Amory, come here. God Christ. God Christ.
No, she just doesn't like him.
No, she loves me. My aunt Amory. Come here. I'm doing my podcast. I'm about to talk about my childhood's Thanksgivings. And I want you to be on it. Come here. Come sit down. She's very old, so she's walking very slow. Well, you're watching a movie? On what channel? A Hallmark channel. All she does is watch the Hallmark channel all day long.
I heard they have amazing shows.
She loves it. She loves a good Christmas movie.
Ask her if the movie she was watching was about a dog.
Amory, was the movie you're watching about a dog?
A beaten wife.
A baby
or
wife.
A Christmas. Holiday.
Yeah.
Or a holiday. It was a bit of a holiday, yeah. Come here. Come next to me, Anna.
Only three shows, never on Hallmark.
Come here, Amber. You're on a podcast. It's your first appearance on a podcast ever.
Oh, my God. I look like a nut.
You don't look like a nut. You look great. For this, my 83-year-old Aunt Emery. Say hi. Talk in the microphone.
Hi.
So, Ari, and this is going to sound, and I don't want to get you turned off here, but Ari is Jewish.
So?
I'm just letting you know, because, you're my aunt, and I know.
That's so?
You grew up
Catholic. Applaud my culture.
So what? That doesn't mean I don't like Jewish.
She didn't kill you people. So, Amory, I'm talking about growing up. You would mostly prepare our Thanksgiving meals with your mother, my Grandma Rose, who I've talked about in the podcast before. My Grandma Rose was... She was a character. And... I was just about to talk about how terrible our Thanksgiving meals were growing up.
They were.
They weren't great.
Well, they weren't bad.
They weren't great. I mean, I just feel like, because Zach reminded me, because when he mentioned flavorless, it was reminded me of sort of like, it's like they would make like canned corn would be a vegetable on the side.
That's not true.
You wouldn't cook canned corn.
No.
You liar.
I'm not lying.
You're a liar.
You're a liar.
You weren't going to brine the turkey. You weren't going to let us rub butter on it. You were going to take that turkey. You were going to take it from the fridge and just throw it in there without any spices.
You're a liar.
Yeah.
You are.
All right.
Throw it in the pot.
First person to call Lewis a liar, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. I'm very, very honest.
No, you're not.
Amory, are you excited about tomorrow's Thanksgiving dinner with us?
Why, you think you made the best Thanksgiving dinner?
Jenny, I'm not making it. Jenny's doing it. Listen to me. Do you know the name of this podcast that I'm doing?
No.
The Real Ass Podcast.
Oh, what's that?
It's because we get real ass on this show. I would never lie, okay? I would never lie to the fans. You think I told them that I was making the Thanksgiving dinner? No. I told them that Jenny's making it, and then right. I paid for it.
No.
And then I hold it over her head.
I know.
That she's poor. I throw it right in her face.
That's not nice.
Well, this ain't about being nice. It's about being real ass, Emery.
She's not poor.
Well.
She's not rich.
And Emery should be on the Tonight Show as a sidekick. Just be like, that's not nice. Rules.
Emery rules. All right, so Emery, we're giving our tips and tricks for Thanksgiving. You're 83 years old. You've been alive for a long time. Give us some quick tips. How do you make a good turkey? Quick tip.
How you make a good turkey?
She doesn't know. I'm testing her.
Where were you when Kennedy got shot? Answer the fucking question.
Ari wants to know where you were when Kennedy got shot.
Where was I? I remember where I was. I was at this dress.
She was fucking.
Rose's Cotton Shop. It was the dress store, and I was laying away
getting real in the back
for Christmas.
I was having sex with one of the Negro stock boys.
And I ran all the way home and watched it on TV.
You watched it on TV? How old were you?
Oh, I don't know.
Old enough to fuck.
It was what? He died in 63, was it? Or
yeah.
All right, sorry. I'll figure it.
Oh, wait.
I was in my... Let's see.
My panties were around my waist. What year were you born?
37.
Okay, 47, 57. You were like 26.
Yeah.
Do you remember the Holocaust?
Do you remember?
Do you remember the Holocaust?
What year were you born? 37. Do you remember the Holocaust?
No, shit.
No.
Favorite thing about the Holocaust?
Do you regret not having lived through it?
Name two good things about Hitler.
Hitler.
There's good in everybody, Emery. So.
Well, I don't think there was any good in Hitler.
Well, two. All right, one good thing.
None.
All right, it's a test. She's good. I took my aunt to Jamaica last year, and I told her that the cook, the chef, was a slave, and I convinced her that we had a slave, a Jamaican slave, and I said slavery was legal there, and by day four, my aunt was literally whipping the slaves. She was doing it. I swear to God. Amory, tell the truth.
You're lying.
How satisfying was it to be able to actually whip a brown person?
I don't whip brown people. I don't talk about people.
Okay.
You're such a Lewis.
No, she doesn't think they're people.
All right.
Don't believe anything Lewis says.
All right. Give me another tip about Thanksgiving. Give me another tip about Thanksgiving dinner. What about
top three rappers? Don't let your sister bring a Puerto Rican to one.
He's only.
What'd you say?
What'd he say?
I don't know. They're making fun of us, Amory. I'm trying to make this a wholesome show, and these guys are being very...
Well, I don't blame them for making fun of you.
Oh, wow. All right, Amory, tell them something embarrassing about me that you remember that I might not remember. Do you remember when
What's your main issue with felching?
Do you remember when I charged like $400 in phone calls on the...
Not on phone calls, on TV, the cable.
No, it wasn't cable. No. It was the sex line. I called the sex line.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like $400. Do you remember that?
Yeah, now I do.
It was hard. It was mortifying. I remember at the time.
Ask her who was the most disappointing of the two children between the two of you.
Oh, between me and my sister?
You and your sister.
All right, this is good. She's not here. Jenny's never going to hear this. She doesn't listen to this podcast. Who's the most disappointing out of me and Jenny?
I'm not going to say disappointing.
You know the answer, though.
No, I don't.
Go Amory. No.
Who's Amory? So say, who's the least disappointing?
Just because you make a little more money and stuff doesn't mean that you're better.
She's saying that.
We all know what you mean. I'll bring that up. We all know.
Oh, plenty more money. 31 day free trial at Ari if you use promo code Ari.
All right, do you guys have any more questions for my aunt before I let her go back upstairs to watch the Hallmark Channel? She's killing
me. Yeah, when she lost her virginity, did she feel like this woman?
Not me. This is Ari.
What?
All right, hold on. I'll let you Ari ask you.
What's your favorite season?
Mine, fall.
Oh, yeah, that's lovely.
Sorry.
I did.
Is that what you asked?
Yeah, I said, what's your favorite season? Also, like, of all the flowers you could see blooming in the spring, like, what makes you feel the most like, oh, spring is coming, summer is coming? Mine is tulips.
Let me go.
Goodbye. I love you, Anna. Anne-Marie, my great aunt Anne-Marie, my son's great aunt.
Oh, that was awesome. Her final Thanksgiving, and she came in on this podcast. That's so cool.
I just gave her COVID, everyone. It was the first time I've been within 6 feet of her. So it was a good run. It was a good run, Anna.
On the farewell tour.
shit. She knows they can stand next week.
Fucking shit. Yeah, all right. So let me give you my menu. We got about 10 more minutes. We're going to wrap this one up. This has just been a special Thanksgiving show. Let's do our plugs real quick. We'll talk about my menu and we'll get out of here and let you guys go enjoy your Thanksgiving with your families. Ari Shaffir, what would you like to plug?
Special means retarded. Special Thanksgiving means you spend it with retarded people.
I don't know what he even said, but some of our retarded people on Thanksgiving, it was great. Zach?
Instagram. Zach is not funny. Zach Nico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
Me and Zach will be on the road. Guys, I'll tell you right now, the shows are happening. Right now, we are happening. I feel like people aren't buying tickets because they're afraid that the shows are
happening. You're ridiculous.
What, you think the shows aren't happening?
And they're going to lose all their money. That is definitely not happening.
They're happening. Shut the fuck up.
They had the color chart of what country is having the worst problem. America's red belongs there. They made a new color, purple, because red doesn't convey how bad America's gotten with COVID. There is no way those things are happening, Lewis.
Listen, we're in code burgundy, and it's not good. Okay, it's not
we're in
good.
Code Moulignan.
Listen to me. It's happening.
August, why would you take an at-risk opener with you on the road?
December 4th and 5th, Zach's going to die. His final show ever. Atlantic City, New Jersey, the Celebrity Theater.
Wait, are Zach's glasses different shapes? I just noticed that.
They are.
Yes.
Which I do like. January 20th, cool. 20th through 23rd, we will be in Point Pleasant, New Jersey at Uncle Vinny's. Both myself, Zach Amico, and special guest Chris from Brooklyn.
What is up?
What'd you say, Ari?
I have a question. When is Skankfest going to be rescheduled for again?
It's not going to be rescheduled again. We're going to be re-rolling March 27th to 29th, 2021. I haven't lost. I mean, the amount of money that I've lost on Skank, it's wild. A full calendar year, two Skankfests is just gone. Maybe a third. It's wild. It is. We just figured out how to make money on it. We just figured it out. Your Jason Ellis got fired? Sirius? Yeah, you got fired from Sirius.
Did they find out he fucked butts?
Yeah, they were like, dude, no gays. Whoa. No.
Did he really get fired? Why?
They just didn't renew his contract. So fucking, like, they're so soulless, these, like, corporate entities. Like, days before Thanksgiving, they're going to fucking not. Like, I mean, look, maybe it's his fault for signing a contract days before Thanksgiving because that's when the contract ends. So it's like, I guess they can't really be blamed for like doing it at the holiday season.
And the first year is like, that's awesome. That's awesome. Thanksgiving. They gave me a new contract for Thanksgiving or something.
Merry Christmas to me, mate.
We're having three wallabies this year.
Yeah, it's sad. I talked to him today. He's I really like him. I really like Jason.
That was a fun show.
It's a fun show. He's a good dude. You know, he's gonna end up doing a podcast.
I like being on there. I did it like three or four times. It's a fun show to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And his crew is a bunch of good dudes too. So we wish them the best. When they have a podcast that comes out, please go support his podcast. And I'm sure, you know, a lot of people are. He's got a
really didn't even give him a chance to be like, let me launch a podcast while I'm on air.
No, I think, yeah, I think that was it. I think they were just like, yeah, the contract's up. Yeah, do what you do.
They fucking suck. They fucking suck.
Yeah, so you
know, I was in there once. We took over Anthony and Norton show when it was time. You know, they're like, hey, we're gone. You and Rogan can take over. Book anybody you want. It was like, cool. And then I was like, hey, let's book fucking Anthony. He hasn't been on. Let's have him on there. And they stopped him at the fucking door. They wouldn't let him upstairs. Fuck them.
That was awesome, though. The fact that you and Rogan tried to bring Anthony into Opie and Jim when Opie was out. It was fucking awesome. It's such a great little moment.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's corporate. It is what it is. You know, I worked for Sirius for a while. You know, they don't really have, when you're in that sort of environment, it's completely soulless. They have the person fire you or that has a conversation. They've never even met you and they fucking go, yeah, well, sorry.
I know. When DePaulo got fired, like, can you believe it? Like, yeah. What do you mean? They fire everybody. They're fucking assholes.
Yeah, it's stupid.
They're straight down the line, whatever. Guys, don't kill yourselves for Thanksgiving. It's one of the best times to do it. If you do it the night before or even during the day, it ruins everybody's meal at night. So it's not selfish. It's the most selfless act is to kill yourself on Thanksgiving morning. Do it right now.
Morning. Kill yourself right now. If you're going to do it, do it big.
Let
everyone know that they're not going to be able to eat. By the way, this is what a fat ass I am, and Zach is too. If one of my family members killed himself, I would still eat Thanksgiving dinner. Like, it wouldn't be like enjoyable. We wouldn't all sit around. I'd still eat it though. If the turkey was already in the oven.
What if in the middle of the night they took the turkey out and put their head in the oven?
Ari, I'm going to let you go because your audio is starting to fall apart a little bit here, and you've been fucking great. I love you, buddy. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Tell the girlfriend I said hello. I can't wait till you come back. Hopefully your wounds are healing up from the Legion of Skanks shooting.
Yeah, it's almost healed up.
Good, good, good.
The only thing left to heal, man, bro.
You'll be back in tip-top shape eventually. all right, you guys are the best. Love you guys. Thank you, Ari. All right, Zach, I'm going to just give my menu and maybe we'll take some questions. we'll take a few questions from the fucking chat and we'll see what's up. So here's my menu, Zachy.
I'm listening.
Here it is. Okay. I got fucking, obviously the turkey. I talked about my turkey. It's brining right now. I should go up and show you guys. I should put it up on my fucking cell phone and go up and show you guys my brined fucking turkey, but I'm not going to. Oh, shit. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, no. Okay. Fuck. Thank God. Okay. Sorry. I have a weed guy coming. So I want to give him my address. Beautiful. Beautiful. There we go. Whew. I'm so happy I just got weed. This is becoming a real fucking problem in my life. Okay, sorry. So I got my brined fucking turkey. We got the herb butter. We're rubbing it under the skin, all over it. This is going to be the best tasting turkey ever. I promise you, even though it's not even going to be that good. Stuffing, you know, breadcrumbs, all that other shit. Got the pork sausage in it as well. Green bean casserole. We're doing, obviously, the sweet potatoes with the fucking marshmallows and the fucking brown sugar. Going to be delicious. We're doing asparagus. We're doing a bunch of pumpkin pies. We got an apple pie that's store-bought. It's not homemade. What are you going to do? What else? A corn on the cob, which I love. I do love me some corn on the cob. Might do it Mexican style with that fucking like mayonnaise-y buttery shit.
Some hot Cheetos.
Some hot Cheetos. overall, very excited. Very happy to be able to have this isn't a big house, but compared to where I've lived in the past, it feels like fucking massive. So I'm setting it up, bringing everybody in. We're all going to be around the big table, throwing some good music. I don't know. That's what it's about. As I've gotten older, that is the thing that truly brings me fucking happiness. Like being able to have everybody at my house for Thanksgiving, have a great meal, enjoy some good food, drink some wine, smoke a little bit of fucking weed, watch some TV. That it's really, truly, this is how little I've had in my life that's it. That gives me happiness. I don't need anything else. I don't need any fucking, you know, anything fancier than that. It just truly brings me a level of joy that I can't even explain to you guys. So I wish my son was going to be here. If my son was going to be here, I'd be really happy. But, you know, I had him and his mother and the rest of the family over last night. We had some steaks, had a little pre-Thanksgiving meal. But yeah, that's going to be it, man. Very good. Very, very good. What about the rest of the family, Zach? Is your mom, dad, no, they're all sitting in Jersey?
I asked my mom about Thanksgiving, and she said, we're nervous with COVID, so you and Amanda should stay in Brooklyn. And then I said, cool. This was on Saturday. I said, cool, what are you doing tonight? And she said, we're going out to dinner with a bunch of people for your cousin's birthday.
That's hilarious.
So they basically just like, no, not just not you.
Yeah, we don't want you around. You look sick. Yeah, well, you're in the city. Yeah. Yeah, well, I feel bad, Zach. You're all good. You go
ahead. No, it's just going to be me, my wife, her sister, and her husband. And we all get along really cool. Well, they're cool people.
That's awesome, man. What are you most thankful for this year, Zach? We'll end it on something sentimental. Because it's been a crazy year, right? 2020... been one of the crazier years.
I'm thankful this is the first year I could pay my rent off the podcast.
It's pretty awesome.
That was like a big deal.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, we even though like, you know, COVID shut things down, we lost in a lot of areas. I think that we adapted in a very, very big way. You know, I think podcasting in general just sort of became a serious viable source of income for a lot of people during this. And we stepped up and we shifted things around. And I'm thankful for that as well. I'm thankful for the whole team, the whole fucking team that we have here that when, you know, you have to understand like when COVID hit, I don't know if you remember, like it hit and within 2 weeks, every podcast on the network had microphones, cameras, computers, everybody had all the equipment so they could remotely stream. And believe for some of the fans, they were like, holy shit, this week's episode, the audio, Jay's audio sucked. It's like, but within 2 weeks, you understand, like it was 40 different hosts. We had shipped and things were hard to get shipped. It was such a crazy thing. And I was really happy and thankful for the fact that we were able to have such a great team that was, they just do not, if I put a goal in front of these guys, and this is, you know, Dylan and Harrington, you guys could chime in. Shannon, I don't think she's here at this point. But you guys could jump on for sure. I mean, the fact that our team was able to adapt. If I put anything in front of these guys, it's a pretty incredible thing. I just say, do this. And they do it. It's not a fucking debate. If they tell me they know they can't come back and tell me it can't be done. They know that if they come back and tell me it can't be done, I'm going to fucking chew them out for 20 minutes. So they go and just fucking do it and get it done. And I think that I'm thankful for the fact that I have a team that has that sort of belief in this whole concept, the ideas here, what we're doing, because it was a scary thing. And a lot of people have been suffering during this pandemic and a lot of people have been hit financially in a very, very big way. I have to a certain degree, but we stepped up in a lot of other ways. I don't know that Gas Digital would be where we're at if the pandemic didn't hit. We jumped up in a very, very big way because we had to. It was absolutely necessary. So, yeah, extremely grateful and thankful for the team. So thank you, Harrington. Thank you, Dylan, for all that you guys do. I know we fucking give you two probably eat more shit than anybody else on this staff. You guys are the ones that fucking get it. You guys are just the fucking, look, it is what it is. Dylan's the new guy. Harrington, you just have been the fucking dude that we love to fucking beat up, and you take it and you laugh and you do it with a fucking smile on your face every single time. But it's, we're truly grateful for the work that you guys put in, because without you guys getting up and doing it, all the comics on this network, we would be putting in one tenth of the effort.
You know, if you can make $1 million doing something, you know what I mean? Like if getting Lewis the monitor for Believe You Me to get off right is, you know, if I can make $1 million doing that, I would certainly figure out a way to do it. And that's something you hit me with within like 90 days of working here. And I think that's how we all approach the pandemic, you know?
Oh yeah. Let me explain, because Harrington doesn't know how to articulate my brilliant ideas that well. Yeah. So what he's saying,
I would get Lewis a monitor for $1 million too, you shithead.
No, well, what he's saying is he would say things in the beginning. He would be like, oh, I can't get this done, or whatever it is. Whatever it is, you know, I don't know how to do this. I don't know. And I was at him, I was like, well, if there was $1 million on the table right now, would you get it done? And he'd take a beat and go, yeah, probably. I was like, well, fucking pretend there's $1 million on the table. And once you start treating everything.
Just start sucking your dick. Can I please have $1 million?
But once you start treating everything like it's worth $1 million, you will be well on that path to that. And I think once we have the attitude with everybody at Gas Digital, with all the podcasters, that we don't say no. Like all the podcasts on the network, we try to give you guys every single tool and resource possible to give you guys the best show possible. And that philosophy is sort of built into them from the ground up. So extremely thankful. Be Kind Rewind says best fans too. Thank you all. Be well, stay safe, keep laughing during your holidays. Yeah, 100%, dude. The fan base, it's incredible, dude. I mean, I can't even explain to you. I think to Skankfest and like the feeling, Zach, you think about the first time we walked out to Skankfest, or forget the first time, the last time, like you get to feel like a true rock star for an entire weekend. And we have this fan base that's extremely grateful, that legitimately good people that just want to laugh and have a good time. And they enjoy fucked up, dark, depraved humor, and they're not triggered by things. And they deal with their own quote unquote triggers by laughing at dark, fucked up humor. And they truly get it. This is why we have sponsors that sponsor these shows. It's because the fan base gets it, and the sponsors get it. And the sponsors should be sponsoring shows like us. They should go, no fucking way, you can't get sponsorship. But most of our sponsors are actually fans of the content that we create. These guys actually listen to the shows, and they go, oh, we completely get it. We want to support this type of shit. So you guys coming out and, you know, showing up to the shows, buying the merch, subscribing to the podcast, doing all of that shit, it means the absolute fucking world to me, to Zach, to the entire Gas Digital crew. I'll tell you right now, like, you guys are helping me put my son through college. I don't have, it's a fucking dance, and we don't have anything without this fan base. So it's a really unique, cool thing what we're doing here, the podcast, Gas Digital. It's, we have this sort of like, you know, it's half creating content, half built into the world of social media and interacting with the fan base at the same time. And it's just extremely unique, and it's very exciting to be a part of it. And the whole thing, very, very thankful for this year. Even though it sucked in a lot of major ways, it has let me realize that we can adapt and shift and constantly move. And even when your back's against the wall, you can fucking figure out how to make chicken salad out of chicken shit. And I'm thankful for all of it. So that's it. I want to say Thanksgiving, or happy Thanksgiving, to everybody that is listening to this show. Hopefully you guys have an incredible meal with your family. Enjoy your night and day or whatever it is. And fucking, yeah, thank you very much. We'll check you guys on Friday with another Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
That's all, folks.